You know, challenging game. Just felt like, especially that first half, just some missed opportunities. Off the fingertips of A-Rob, we had some, we turned over the ball. Critical opportunities there that ended up, putting points on the board for them. Came in at halftime, felt like with penalties and missed ops and the turnovers, regroup and go out there and just, go back to attacking them, and felt like we could clean those things up. But, too many missed opportunities. Saw some really good things. Saw running the ball, another, 170 yards or something. That's great. That shows that we're playing with great effort up front, and they're starting to understand that. Defensively, another good game points-wise, playing hard. Special teams had some errors, but felt like they played hard. But it's these little things. And that's the difference. That's what's going to keep us where we're at to where we want to go. We have to learn to do those things. I know the turnovers. We've challenged our offensive line. We've challenged our DBs for tighter coverage. And I know with Blake, too, he'll be challenged on making good decisions. And, that's everybody. That's everybody. And I challenge the whole team, really, so we all can look at and find out what we did wrong and first point the finger at ourselves. But I'll take responsibility on what took place here. And we have to come back and practice and truly attack these things. And because we can't continue in this fashion. In the beginning, when Blake and I talked, we said there's going to be so-called failures where things happen. And for me, it's okay, they happen, but let's grow from this. We have to grow and we have to move forward from this. So his mentality, his attitude, and then not make the same mistakes repeatedly. That's part of growth too. So I love his attitude and mentality, but making mistakes. And I think we need to look at and find out what is his strengths. We're learning what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, and then keep him more in his strength area. I see good things from him. I see some plays where he makes good throws, makes good decisions. And sometimes those three or four plays that stand out, they're big, and they are. You can't diminish those or put them and say, well, other than those three plays, well, that's a lie. Those three plays are part of the game, and we have to make good decisions. And, you can point that out when we have our meeting tomorrow with the old team. Everybody, hey, you can make better decisions. You can follow your responsibility. But at the quarterback spot, they jump out. I thought the defense came out really well. Got a couple. I think they're one of the best teams as far as three and outs offensively, not having too many. And the defense came out, and we wanted to get more opportunities for the offense. I can't fault how the defense played. I'm sure we'll find some things we can need to get better at. But just the way they attacked it and those stats right there is pretty impressive. Yeah, I don't worry about his confidence, in talking to him. I don't worry about that. I do, the part, sometimes it happens when you're trying to figure these guys out. What does Allen Robinson do really well? Remember last year, what does Ace Sanders do well? And Denard Robinson, he was an offensive weapon, and we were moving him around trying to find out what his strengths are. I think that's what we're finding out with Blake. We're trying to find out what are his strengths. What does he do really well? And then once we kind of, close that down, we can stay in that zone with him. So I think that's the growth process that we're taking now. It's the challenge for us as coaches to say, all right, we find out what he does well. Let's keep him in that zone. We felt like we were moving the ball. We just didn't capitalize on him. And the one on Allen Robinson looked like he was, had a lot of space, to catch the ball. And sometimes, maybe you're trying to make the perfect throw rather than just throw the ball in there and let's move on. And, I think that's sometimes his youth. And we just got to grow through that. And every game, Blake plays, the more experience he gets, in that area, we hope that he continues to grow.